All right. Let's go. Take your Bibles. Hey, remain standing. Remain standing. Remain standing. All right. My friends back there, how you guys doing? Yeah. All right, here we go. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, amen. Psalm 92. Where is Mrs. Pfeiffer? There is Mrs. Pfeiffer. She is my friend. And the Williamses, thank you, John. And Susie, she lives in Hammond, not far from the church, and been a member of First Baptist Church for years. Her husband has gone to heaven. She used to be Ray Young's secretary. And 90, I thought you. I told Brother Mitchell you were 94. You're 97. Amen. And she's a sweet lady. She keeps up with all the sports that goes on with the high school. She listens. She texts. Amen. And does a lot of things. So thank you for coming, Mrs. Pfeiffer. It's great. And what a legacy and for all these years at First Baptist Church. Psalm 92. All right. Now listen up. I thought about this message, and Pastor has hit some of this in some of his messages, I think Jeremiah. But I really thought about it a lot because I really feel it's important to get planted and stay, you know? And I it's so critical. And so today, just give me a hearing here for a little while, and I hope I can help you, challenge you. And I'm a person that likes security, and I think when you stay planted, you build that security, not only for your home and your family and your kids. They need that security, and I think we need that, especially in America today and young people. And so I just want to talk about this for a little bit. But you see the trees behind there. They're tall. Those are redwoods, I believe. And but they have deep roots, deep roots. Cedars of Lebanon trees grow at least 120 feet tall. The Bible, cedar Lebanon mentioned in the Bible, we'll talk in a minute. Palm trees. A palm tree's roots are as deep as it is tall. So when you look, when a hurricane comes through, whether Florida, wherever it may be on the coast, hurricane comes through, you'll notice a palm tree always bends over like this but comes completely back up again. Why? Because the roots are deep, okay? And we as Christians and young people, we need to get our roots deep. We need to get our roots deep. And so I want to talk to you about that today. I want to talk to you about get planted. Getting planted. Let's look at the verses. Psalm 92. Let's say those out loud. Verses 12 through 15. Psalm 92, verses 12, 15. Are we there? Say amen. Okay, here we go. All right, listen. We're going to read these together. Read them together. All right, here we go. Let's begin. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedars of Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit, old age, and be fat and flourishing. Children of the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no uprightness. Amen. There should be bring forth an old age. Amen. All right. Right, Mrs. Froki? Amen. Come on. And they shall be, well, we're not fat. We're all right. We're okay. Let's get started. There is, keep your hand there. We're going to use our Bibles this morning. I think these verses are important to say. There is security. Listen up now. There is security in being planted, firmly rooted in God's presence. Let me say that, in God's presence. But there is security in that. Shall flourish like a palm tree. A palm tree's roots are as deep as they are tall. Palm trees are known for their long life. Cedars of Lebanon will grow 120 feet, like I said, 30 feet in circumference. Can you imagine 30 feet in circumference? But they're strong. They're unmovable. Take your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Very familiar text, but let's look at it. Let's use our Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 says, therefore, let's read those together. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The psalmist here saw believers as upright, those that place their faith in God. So this morning I want to talk to you about being planted, okay? Number one, get planted here for 4 years. Amen? Now see, the amens aren't as strong as they were before. I'm saying get planted here for 4 years. There should be no exits off of this in the next 4 years. Whether you're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you got another semester to go. But being planted is important. I came here in 1977, sold my home, and I didn't know anybody down here. I came, we bought a home. I planted myself in my, didn't we, Mrs. Froehlke? I left a job and different things, 401ks and retirement, and all that. But I came because God moved me here. And when I came here, I realized I needed 128 credits to graduate, and I needed 4 years of schooling. I needed to be equipped, empowered, what's the first one? Educate. I needed to be educated. You see that? That didn't go well, real well. But Brother Collins is here. Thank God. Amen. But are you listening to? Listen to me now. But I knew in my mind that I was going to be here 4 years. There was no exits, no thinking about anything else or where I was going to be. Because when I went forward at my church before God called me, I emptied my pockets and said, God, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. And I did. I ended up naturally in Pennsylvania. My point is this. I didn't think about that. I thought about the 4 years that I planted myself here. My kids went to Hammond Baptist School Systems. I was in college, dropped them off in the morning, then came over to school, did my thing here. And then, of course, I had a job over on Boulevard, and they were good enough to transfer me and for my position up in Minnesota. But what I'm saying is that was the focus. When you're focused and you are where you need to be, there is security in that. And your focus is right. You don't get all jumbled up with a bunch of other things. You just stay focused. And so when I came here in 77, all I knew is that I needed 128 credits. I knew that I had to have passed Greek, which I flunked, and I took it in the summer anyway, and I passed it, and I got a C+. Praise God. But what I'm trying to say is this. 4 years. You're here as a freshman or sophomore. Focus on your 4 years now. Get planted. Amen? Don't miss that. Right, Brother Mitchell? Just stay planted, okay? So when I came here, bought a home, children went to the school, I planted myself for these years. I was in the sailor ministry, traveled, good night, way up there, didn't get back until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday, but I planted myself. That's where I was. I finished in 4 years, sold my home in September of 1981. I planted myself in Cramer, Pennsylvania for 3 years. And then through wise counsel in 1984, I started Victory Baptist Church in Hummel's Wharf, Pennsylvania. And I planted myself and my family there for 28 years. 28 years. Never thought about moving. Never thought, oh, we had the ups and downs and the winds and the things came and whatever. But I never thought one time about leaving. Not one time did I ever think about leaving. Why? Because God planted me there. And I thank God as I'm clipping coupons, as Dr. Hiles used to say, I'm clipping coupons. I thank God for it. I've got some people here still at the church, and I got some missionaries that are out. So we just came back a year or so ago from Guyana. Charlene Schriftnau's out of my church. Boy, praise God. I thank God I stayed. Are you listening to me? I planted myself in that church for 28 years. God called me into full-time gospel ministry now. It's 44 years ago that I started in full-time gospel ministry. Do you understand? I have put my roots deep in the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ for 44 years. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, my roots are deep. My roots are deep like that tree right there. Do storms come? Yeah, storms come. And the winds blow. But guess what? If your roots are planted deep, you won't move. You'll stay planted. You'll stay planted. A great truth. Where you are planted determines what you will produce. And thank God for the teaching I had, equipping myself and educating and the empowering of what Hiles Anderson did for me to do something for the cause of Christ. Let me just make a couple statements here. Number one, a planted Christian is stable and not easily moved. Does not run from God, but runs to God. Just don't visit the presence of God, but be planted in the presence of God. And how do we get that? Through devotions, through our Bible, through prayer, the basics. Don't leave out the basics. Being planted is not always easy. Storms will come, like I said, and winds will blow, but trees with deep roots will stand. Stand when others would have left. Talked to Brother Finley in my office yesterday, and he's up teaching in the church up north. And he said in 1992, they had a major church split in his church down in Durham, Carolina. 200 people left that church. That was 1992, that was 37 years ago. He's been pastor of that church, the same church, for 37 years. You know what? He got planted. Him and his family, they've stayed and they are planted. Their roots are deep in Durham, North Carolina. Their roots are deep. And when they're deep and the storms did come, but guess what? He stayed. He stayed because why? He was planted and the roots were deep. The roots were deep. Be planted where God puts you. Settle down, stay, live there, build a home, grow, raise your family. Stay. I've only had two homes in 31 years. And by the way, if you make a move, make sure it's God moving you. Make sure it's God moving you. Those that are planted, let me say this, those that are planted finish well. I'm not going to belabor the point, but those that finish well, guess what? Because they're planted, the ministry. Don't forget, sometimes you can get planted in bad soil. And that happens. I make a lot of phone calls for the college every week. And I talk to a lot of pastors every week, and we travel. Churches will be gone this weekend, but here's the thing. So last week, I called a pastor. He's a graduate. And I know him. And I said, was there a possibility my wife and I could come and show the video of our college and present it to your church, speak? And he says, well, you know, Brother Froehlke, you probably would feel a little awkward coming to my church. And I said, oh. He said, yeah. He says, you know, our standards are not the same now as are in our church. He said, our music is different. He's a graduate. Our music is different. He said, and we've changed our Bible. He was very kind. I was very kind. Something happened, Brother Stolnaker. What happened? Could it be his associations? Could it be the soil that he's with? Probably what I think is that he never really got planted while he was here. He never got planted in the right doctrine. Oh, he had the right doctrine here. He had the right Bible here. Amen? His soil must be loose. Her relationships or whatever the case may be. It happens. Don't get planted in bad soil, wrong doctor, wrong church, wrong relationships. Be careful. Growth begins when we let go of control. Growth begins in us when we let go of control and let God place us where He wills. And before you leave here, get planted in sound doctrine. Amen? Know what you believe before you leave here. Amen? The doctrine, the Bible, is the same. What did I say? We're 53 years old. Our doctrine has not changed. Our Bible has not changed. Get planted in the right Bible. The KJV, I was so impressed last night with Gary Dice when his dad was dying. And he opened the Bible last night and his father told him, he says, just read the Bible to me. Just read the Bible to me. Last night at the supper table, I was telling my wife, in my devotions, I was reading Luke 24, where the disciples were leaving Jerusalem after the resurrection. The tomb was empty and they're walking to the road to Emmaus, about a 7-mile trip. Jesus joined them and he left and they said, didn't our hearts burn when he opened the scriptures to us? And I said to my wife last night, I said, when I open my Bible, I still want my heart to burn for the scriptures. My heart burns for the scriptures. Because it's all about that Bible that you're holding there. And the Word of God. Didn't my heart burn when I opened up the Word of God? Didn't my heart burn? Curtis Hudson was dying of cancer. He kept coming in and out of like a coma, whatever. His constant thing was, did I say anything wrong? Did I say anything wrong? No, Curtis, you just kept talking about Jesus. Get planted in the right Bible. Get planted in the right doctrine. And young people, get planted in the right church because you're going to leave here. Maybe as a youth person, a youth director, or maybe a secretary, or when you leave here. And I advise you young people that are in pastoral theology, get into a good church under a good preacher. You're 19, 20, 21 years old. Not old enough, I believe, to pastor a church. But you need to get under a good man. And by the way, when you do, listen to this now. What's the title of this message? When you get in that church, you get planted in that church, and you do the best you possibly can. You sink your roots to that preacher and that church and to the Lord Jesus Christ and let God move you and let God build you up. Amen? You just get rooted. Wherever you go, secretary, Christian school teacher, secondary, elementary ed, wherever God brings you, you sink those roots deep into that school and that church and that pastor. Remember when we started our church, Connie? It wasn't for us nothing on a Saturday night to clean the restrooms. We just cleaned the restrooms. We mopped the floor. I was the pastor of the church. It's okay. You do whatever it has to be. Amen? Huh? Just roll up your sleeves and go to work. And that's what you need to do when you leave here. You get planted for 4 years and get your degree, and when you leave here and go into some church, you just sink your roots into that church and those people and love your preacher and do something for Jesus. Just do something for Christ. Stay planted in the right church. Jerry Vargo yesterday said in our devotions that the University of Chicago started out as a Baptist college. It did. John Rockefeller gave a lot of money to start the University of Chicago. And today you know what it is. It's a very liberal college. What happened to the University of Chicago? What happened to Yale and Harvard and Princeton? I know for a fact when you had to go to Princeton years ago, you had to sign a document saying that you were born again. Look at those liberal colleges today. Faculty members in those things,
They weren't planted in doctrine. They weren't planted in doctrine. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:14, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Get planted in sound doctrine. Get planted in the book, the KJV, the King James Bible. Get planted in a church. Stop looking for a church that agrees with you. Instead, start looking for a church that agrees with God. That agrees with God. And when you find that church, sink your roots in deep. Put them in deep. Amen? Let's look at Psalm 92 and verse 13. What does it say here? Those that are be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. We are planted to bear fruit. Amen? We're planted to produce fruit. Jesus said in John, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can what? Nothing. How many agree with that? Without Jesus, we can't do anything. Amen? I was thinking of some young men, very quickly. I was thinking of some young men that have graduated here, and I knew them. One is I was thinking of Brother Kinsman. He was with his father-in-law, Brother Vasek, for a number of years. Then he went out, and now he's got a church in Newtown, Connecticut, and doing a tremendous job. So what did he do? Just exactly what I'm talking about. He moved his family and himself, and they started a work, brand new work, in Newtown, Connecticut, prominently Roman Catholic. But he's doing an amazing job. What is he doing? He's planting himself there. Are you listening to me? He's planting himself there. His roots are deep, and his church is growing. Why? God's blessing. God's blessing. I was thinking of Joey Diaz out in California. I believe it's Anaheim, California. The great job that he's doing in California. He worked for Brother Colleen. Listen, guys, listen to me. He worked for Brother Colleen for a number of years. Now he left and started to work in California, doing a great job. He moved his family, bought a house. He's in California. Why? He's getting planted. He's planted. There's security in that. There's freedom in that. There's joy in that. Take your Bibles and keep your finger there in 92, but I want you to see this. Go over to Acts chapter 20. One of my favorite verses. I love it. I love Paul. Acts chapter 20 and verse number what? 24. Paul said, but none of these things what? Can't hear you. None of these things what? Move me, neither count on my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. But none of these things move me. Praise God. Amen. That's what a Brother Diaz is doing, and that's what a Brother Kinsman is doing, and others that are doing. They get themselves planted and put those roots deep. And so when the storms come, they'll have storms, and the wind's going to blow. But guess what? When their roots are deep, they'll still be there. Building a work. Make a decision. Brother Nelson, Brother Dan Nelson, are you here? Where is Brother Dan? Stand up, Brother Dan. Here's the man that moved his family from Iowa. Came here. Wow, what an asset. Moved his family, bought a home. Brother Dan, you're planted here. Am I right or wrong? God has taken him from Iowa to here with his dear wife. What an asset he is to our college. In the choir, bus route, teaches at the college, construction. Right, brother? A lot of this. But he's planted. Don't miss this. Planted people are happy people. Are you listening to me today? Moved his family. Stay planted. Brother Stolnecker, stand up. Please. Moved his family from West Virginia or Virginia. But he moved his family and JoJo from here. And look at all those kids right there. And God moved him here. Amen.
What an asset he is to our ministry. But what's he doing here? He's planting himself. Am I right or wrong? Come on. Planting himself. Putting some roots down. Putting roots down. It's where the joy is. Right, Brother Mitchell? Are you happy? Are you where God wants you? Absolutely. People that are planted are happy people. Is this on? Mrs. Pfeiffer, stand up. Please. 97?
Yes, sir. Young.
Young. Where are you from? Germany?
Germany.
Born and raised in Germany?
Yes, sir.
Came here what year?
1952.
1952, for, before Brother Hiles?
Yes.
Before Brother Hiles. What did you do? You bought a home. How many years have you been living in your home?
69.
69 years in the same house. Would you say she got planted? Come on, talk to me. Huh? Your husband passed away how long ago?
5 years.
5 years. What was his first name?
Norman.
Amen. Wow, that's wonderful. Amen. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And you've been at First Baptist Church how many years?
67
years at First Baptist Church. Probably one of the ladies that maybe put her ring so you could have a college. Put her ring in the offering plate. So you're sitting today because of people like her that put her wedding ring in so Dr. Hiles and we could come up with the money to pay for her college. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. People that are planted are happy people. Am I right? Let's give her a hand. Can we give her a hand? I know the faculty and staff, they love you, but I want to tell you right now, because I don't know how many more breaths I got and how many more messages that I'll be here, but I just want you to know my wife and I love you, don't we? We pray for you all the time. I want you to stay planted. Go somewhere and build something for Jesus Christ. When the winds and the storms come, and you'll think back, but if you get planted in doctrine, planted in your Bible, planted in a good church, you do everything you possibly can for the Lord Jesus to glorify Him. Let's just stand. Shall we stand, please? You do whatever God tells you to do. Get planted. Get planted.